Meister Sheni, Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel, 3:13. As I said in the previous Mishnah, this Mishnah and the previous should be learned together. This one picks up exactly where the previous Yud Beis left off. Yud Beis had said that if you seal containers of Tevel, you no longer can take Truma from some of the containers on behalf of all the containers. Rather, you'll have to take truma from each and every container separately because they're not considered min hamukaf. They're not considered to be sufficiently close together and aggregated. That being the case, the Mishnah picks up by saying, well, what happens if you don't want to do that? What happens if you find out the halacha and you realize, oh my goodness, that's quite a big job to tie the 100 containers separately. So how do you undo what you did? So Beishame Omrim Beishame says you can't just simply unseal the containers. You have to be mefateach, you have to open the containers up, unseal them from there that they've been sealed shut. And also, umaare lagas, you have to pour them back into the reservoir that was holding the pressed grape juice or wine prior to having bottled them into the separate containers. Ubesil omrim besil says no, mefateach v'enot tzarech la'aros, it's sufficient to simply unseal the containers. No need to actually pour them back into the gas, into the cistern, into which the wine was being held originally. I mean, according to Beis Shammai, you would have to literally commingle the liquid, whereas Beis Hillel says, no, if you just unseal the containers, you're back to square one, and as long as the containers are not sealed, they're called min hamukaf, sufficiently close and aggregated, and that being the case, you could take, for 50 unsealed containers of tevel, one of the 50 as truma. That's the halacha. Now, if you recall, the previous Mishnah, the way we parsed it was quite disjointed. It was a number of separate topics altogether. We now return back to one of the topics that we had abandoned. So if you recall, we started out talking about Meister Sheni in sealed containers. Then we lapsed into talking about taking Truma from sealed containers and Tarovis of Truma. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, we're going to go back to the topic we were discussing in Mishnah Yud Beis. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we had said that if you seal a container of Tevel and then call it Meister Sheni, then the whole thing, including the container, becomes Meister Sheni. Meaning, when you redeem the container of Meister Sheni, the amount of value you'll have to put on the table of the coin, you know, you'll have to set aside onto the coin, must include not just the value of the liquid, but of the container and liquid together. So, the Mishnah says here, "Bemed devar mamurim." When does that apply? What's the that? The that is the second case of the previous Mishnah, where we said, if you pour tevel stam into a container, and then declare that tevel to be meiser sheni, if the container was not yet sealed, so then the container is not included in the calculations for how much money you have to put to redeem the container of, let's say, wine. But if the container was first sealed, the tevel's inside, the container of the tevel sealed, and then you declare the inside to be Meister Sheni, so then now included in the value of what must be redeemed is both the liquid inside and the container itself. And therefore, our Mishnah says here, B'med Devar Mamurim, in Mishnah Yud Gimel, when does it apply, that we said back then, in a place where it's normal to sell containers of sealed liquid, like, say, sealed containers of wine. That's when the wine could be considered to be both wine and bottle together. Meaning, just for argument's sake, just to give some numbers here, if the liquid's worth $9 and the actual container's worth $1, so if you want to redeem this bottle of wine, so if it's in a place where wine is sold in sealed containers, like the world we live in today, so then you have to put down $10, not just $9, ignoring anything about Chomesh. So, but that only applies in a place where it's normal to purchase and sell wine in sealed containers. Avobamakum shadark and limkor psuchos, if it's the kind of place you're talking about where wine is not normally sold in sealed containers. It's sort of like, you know, the same when you go to the grocery store, you're supposed to bring your own plastic bag, and you have to pay for the plastic bags if they're not included in the price of what you're buying. Or maybe even a better metaphor would be when you go to the florist and you buy flowers and you get them inside a container. So if it's the little green foam container, maybe it's included in the price, and that's normal. But nobody sells you flowers inside a glass vase. When you buy the arrangement with the glass vase, you're paying for two separate things, the glass container as well as the flowers inside. So similarly, in a place where that's you buy wine, you don't buy wine with containers, you just buy the liquid itself. So then even if you had sealed the container and then declared the container's contents to be Meister Sheni, still, when you redeem that sealed container, you only have to come up with $9, not $10. You don't include the value of the container itself. Okay. And the Mishnah said inside, Aval b'makom shadark and limkor psuchos, if it's the kind of place where you normally sell wine on unsealed containers, you provide your own. Lo yatza kan kan l'chulin, so then there's no need ever to have the container be deconsecrated. It never gets tied up with the Kedusha of Meister Sheni in the first place. Fine. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, we're now going on to a new topic, like a totally new topic, new paragraph, new thought here. And the Mishnah says, like in a new topic all to itself, it's talking about a case where, according to the Bar Tanura, you go to Yerushalayim, it's even in a place where wine is normally sold in sealed containers, and you're buying wine in sealed containers, so then it would stand to reason you would include the value of the container when you redeem it, when you purchase it. But here, the case is where the seller is very particular and he sells you not by the unit, meaning you're not buying three bottles of wine. You're going to specifically ask for, you know, I want 4.5 liters of wine. So he's selling you the wine by the liter and he's measuring it out. A little not intuitive for us because nowadays containers usually are standardized in terms of their size and contents, but the containers of the Mishnaic period were handmade. And therefore, they did not each contain precisely the same amount of liquid. And that being the case, we're talking about a scenario where, according to the Bar Tanura, the seller is selling you liquid based on volume, notwithstanding the fact that it's containing containers. And that being the case, the containers are not going to be included in the calculations, as the Mishnah is inside. Aval im ratz lahachmir al atzmo limkor b'mida. If you're talking about a scenario where the salesman is selling you not just generically by the container, and getting a best guess of what the thing's worth, but actually he's selling it to you based on the actual exact volume of liquid or weight or measures of the liquid that he's selling you. Yatza kan kan l'chulin, and similarly, the container is not included in the calculations. It automatically becomes chulin even if you don't pay for it, no need to redeem it. Fine. Now, according to the Bar Tanur, we have yet one new topic, another paragraph unrelated to the previous. Really, we're reflecting back on something we'd said in Mishnah Yud Beis. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we had said that if you seal the container and then declare it Meister Sheni, the container gets dragged in to being also included in the subsequent value of the Meister Sheni, meaning you include the container if you first seal it and then declare it to be Meister Sheni. Here we're considering what happens if the guy who's the owner of the Meister Sheni says, you know, there's 2 liters of wine in this container. 1 liter I'm going to make Meister Sheni, and the second liter I'm going to keep as chulin, and I'm going to sell it to some other guy. And then you have that container, you know, sealed off. So when he goes to sell that first liter of regular chulin, what's left behind afterwards is just a container of pure Meister Sheni. So the question is, since he said that from the outset, is that good enough to now make, since he said he's only selling the liquid but retaining the container to be a repository or receptacle for holding Meister Sheni, should now the container be included in the value and subordinate to the Meister Sheni that remains behind, since that's what he said he was doing with the container? And the Mishnah is going to say no. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Omer, it doesn't matter. If the guy says, Chavios zu ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you the contents of this barrel, however, I apologize. The Bar Tanura has a slightly different girsa here. He wants the girsa of this line of the Mishnah to be Reb Shimon Omer, Afa Omer lechavero yain zeh, this wine that I'm selling you, ani mocher lecha chutz mekan kanim, but I'm excluding the container itself, meaning I'm selling to you chulin, liquid, but I'm retaining the kankan, the container, because I want to use it for storing Meister Sheni. And therefore, Reb Shimon said, you might have thought, since you're designated the container to be specifically a Meister Sheni receptacle, it should be subordinate to the Meister Sheni and included in the value. However, nevertheless, he still says, yatza kankan l'chulin, he says still the container is not included in the value. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds, as the Bar Tanura amends it, that in the previous Mishnah, when we said if you declare the contents of the container when it's sealed to be Meister Sheni, So then the, both the contents and the container itself become included as Meister Sheni, meaning that the container is invested with the Kedushas of Meister Sheni. That only applies, as Rabbi Shimon here, where you declare the entire contents of the container to be Meister Sheni. But if you have some of the container's contents be non-Meister Sheni, even if you explicitly say that you're going to ultimately sell that part of it so that you retain nothing but Meister Sheni in this container, it doesn't matter. The liquid has Meister Sheni Kedusha as appropriate, but the container is never considered subordinate since it wasn't done all at once to declare it Meister Sheni its contents. And that being the case, when you redeem it, you just pay the value for the liquid inside, and the container will automatically then be free to be used without any need to consider the value of it in terms of redemption of Meister Sheni.